In such turbulent, divisive times that we are living in, there is a real need for good mentors and role models to be a sounding board, a listening ear, a wise counsel, a caring person, a person who speaks truth to those who seek guidance in fulfilling God's purposes for their lives. It requires two parties in this process, which, of course, is the mentor as well as the person who desires to be mentored. For young believers who have been blessed with parents who can put their own purposes, control, and vision aside for God's purposes, will, and calling for their children, it is important for the children to know how fortunate they are. The same goes for a young couple in their marriage to have in-laws whose primary interest is the Lord's for their lives and marriage. A great example of this is Moses's father-in-law Jethro, a priest of Midian who encouraged and affirmed to Moses the Lord's deliverance of Moses and the Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Later, in observing Moses' leadership and care for the Israelites in their disputes, he gave insight and counsel to Moses so he would not burn himself out, and yet change the reporting system in dealing with the disputes for the benefit of all concerned. In this case, Moses took Jethro's advice, which is a great example of a two-way relationship in action. We see where Moses mentored Joshua primarily in how to walk in the presence of the Lord. Like, how good is that? But also when Moses laid his hands on Joshua, as Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom. You can't pass on something you don't have. What incredible words spoken by Moses and then Joshua, who replaced Moses to the Israelites: be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. We know that Jesus taught, mentored, and exhibited the ways of the Lord to his disciples. You have to love the heart of the Apostle Paul, who walked and mentored Timothy, and in writing to Timothy he writes, "To Timothy, my true son in the faith." We all need accountability, spiritual covering, and counsel. For the one looking to be mentored, you need to ensure from the Lord you have the right mentor for you, and for the potential mentor you need to ensure the person is sincere and not just checking off the boxes. Sometimes these relationships happen organically, and that is great and often of the Lord. I have been so fortunate to have had mentors that have been giving, loving, supportive, patient, honest, and wise in putting God's purposes and priorities in my life. It is my hope and prayer that you too can have your Jethro to walk in love and God's purposes for you as well. John Grady lives and writes in Fort St. John.